An e-commerce site is really, really good at selling me something I already know that I want to buy. All of the tools and technology are there for that. I can search, boom, go buy it. But what it's missing today, which social is really good at, is that ability to shop and be inspired and really discover.
Hey, Leeds, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about different things that go from, you know, loyal brands and like, you know, social browsers, UGC, CGC, different terms, right, that we all see all the time. But I'm very curious to go in depth today. But before we do that, usually I like to have the guests to tell about themselves using this thing called the map. Basically, it's divided in three different sections. There is the mission. So what do you aim to achieve? The achievements, so anything that you are really proud of, could be in your life, could be career-wise. And the last one is the purpose. So why do you do what you do?
Before I get to the mission, I think about one of the most important things that we, both of us included as consumers, are faced with today is we're just swarmed with disinformation. You know, there's a lot of lack of trust that we have in platforms and brands and even celebrities to a degree. And with Bizarre Voice, our mission is to make shopping radically transparent. And we do this by partnering with brands and retailers to create, collect, and really just deploy and display on their sites customer UGC. And so that helps a lot of our shoppers kind of create that transparency, validation, social proof, and really just that authenticity that they're going to trust what they're purchasing is the real thing. In terms of just like personal achievements, my entire background has been within digital media, but in particular startups. So I've had the pleasure of working alongside Condé Nast and launching Teen Vogue magazine way back in the day, right? I went from there and launched a company called Blip, which was all webisodes, if you remember those. They were acquired by the Maker Studios company. There we worked with high profile YouTubers and worked with brand partnerships and branded entertainment. Maker was acquired by the Walt Disney company. And from there I went and worked at a company called Tenor, which was is known as the Gift Keyboard. And they were quickly acquired by Google. So now, and today, I have the privilege of working at Bizarre Voice, but I work on two parts of our product that are recent acquisitions of some smaller startups. And so I still kind of get that startup vibe within a little bit of a larger company. And so now with these two acquisitions that I'm working on, which are our social software products, one of them is social commerce. And so that is really thinking about how can a brand or retailer tap into a piece of social content and turn it into a shoppable experience, right? And then the second one is all about influencer marketing. So we made an acquisition at the end of last year, actually, of a company called Affable.ai. So it's an end-to-end influencer marketing platform that's powered by AI. And so I feel like now my purpose is really around helping brands and retailers understand that UGC is not just ratings and reviews on your website. Mm-hmm. Customers want to see that social content in the form of like the photos and videos also on your site, on social, email, all over the funnel.
You know, and also like, you know, before we go there, but it's funny also like I met the founder of Affable some time ago. It's a small world, right? And they created economy. So at the end of the day,
yeah,
like
we kind of started.
We met.
Yeah, he's so great. You love him.
Very nice. And also nice where you say that, you know, a bit of both worlds, right? Like the corporate and then the startups, you can learn from both, right? So that I think it's very great to have it. Many times, even like if you're in the startups, you don't understand certain place, right? That happens in the corporate and vice versa. So I think it's very important to have both.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really fun to do that, right? Like to be able to bridge that gap by taking something small and making it bigger within the company. This is where the growth is. And I think like, when you think about Bizarre Voice, it's the leader and really the nascent technology in ratings and reviews and that type of UGC.
Yeah.
And the leadership had that foresight to say, like, it's all on social now. We've got to be able to help customers understand and link that bridge from a UGC standpoint.
What is the process, right, of converting basically like, you know, users online, right? They're just browsing mm-hmm. your website, your e-commerce. How do we go from just browsing to, you know, one purchase that is you know, like a easy step, not an easy step, right? But it is kind of easier compared to then how do we become like, you know, really like loyal, right? As brand buyers. Any strategies there, anything that you can recommend?
Yeah, there's a lot of different schools of thought, different strategies. I like to kind of distill it down to really three steps for a mm-hmm. brand or retailer to really grasp and understand. First and foremost is around your content mix, right? So curating and creating a really healthy content mix. That means for a brand, you don't want to overinvest or over rely on your own content. We know that consumers want to see social UGC on your website. They want to see it there. They've told us that. And I think that that's incredibly important because a lot of times what I don't think people understand is that what the social content provides for other shoppers is there's more points of view, not just the brand's point of view. And I think that that's really important. The second step is more like starting on social, right? So you have your healthy mix of content. You want to make sure that you're utilizing that content first in your paid ad strategy. Using, you know, not just using your branded content, people will take the video reviews of their products and they'll create ads out of that, right? I think second is utilizing the shops available to you on these social media platforms. Some brands do this, some don't. I think that that's incredibly important because people are browsing and discovering on social. A lot of people are comfortable purchasing on these social media platforms, right? The third thing from a social lens, not the third step, just the third thing from the social mm-hmm. lens is we've been conditioned as shoppers when we're browsing to go to the link in bio, right? And that's mm-hmm. going to take you to where you should go learn more. One of the biggest pieces here is don't just link to your homepage. That's really tough for shoppers. You want to make a very clear path to purchase. I want to be able to find that image that inspired me to click on it so that I can mm-hmm. go learn about that image on your website to purchase it, right? So make it easy. Otherwise, I'm out. The third step, and this is like my favorite, I think, is, mm-hmm. and I always say, like, don't let social have all the fun, right? Put your social content everywhere, all over the place. Don't just put it up on Instagram and TikTok. Take TikTok and create a really cool TikTok gallery on your website that people can go scroll and they can click and they can shop. I think what people don't think about from an e-commerce lens, and maybe even this is, you know, companies are so siloed between teams too, is that an e-commerce site is really, really good at selling me something I already know that I want to buy, right? Like, all of the tools and technology are there for that. I can search, boom, go buy it. But what it's missing today, which social is really good at, is that ability to shop and be inspired and really discover. And so when you bring that social content to your website, you recreate that experience. And that's when you start to see your time on site goes up. We see it up to 300% lift. Your conversion goes up by over 140% when you start to display that social content on your site.
I like when you say, I saw something, I want to, an easy way just to get there. And this also makes me think when there are like, you know, bundle offers, right? It's difficult to find them sometimes, maybe the website, but if I find it like an influencer or a creator or someone like a friend that told me like, there's this offer going on, I don't want to go on the website, search for it. You know, I need to find like a promo code and everything. So I like the idea of just going there, easy way, like, you know, just I find it, I click on it, right? I convert basically.
And I can shop it. Like, make it easy for me. That's how you're going to make me be a buyer really quickly, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Also, because if not, you have like, you know, analysis paralysis, right? On the homepage, there are so many links to click on, so many images. You get like, okay, there is too many things to look at, like at the supermarket, right? The shelf is full, too many options. Yep. I'm out, right? The bounce rate of your website is going to be higher. Many people are going to just click on one thing and then, right? So absolutely agree with that. And also, I like the thing about the social media, like aspects on the website, because many times we think that people find us on social media, but what if they Google us, right? They find us there. They didn't know about our social, like, you know, media. Then we can embed them there. And then from there, right? Many people can find your website thanks to social media, but many times also people can find through search, and then they find your social media thanks to the website, right? So
that's
they
right.
help each other. Yep. Many times.
Yeah, you use all the avenues that you can, right? Exactly. To drive those people. And the thing with, like, you have higher quality shoppers who are already wanting mm-hmm. to come to you through social, through this link.
Yeah.
So how do you convert them at a higher rate?
Hello. Is your brand ready to amplify its reach? Well, the Influencer Marketing Factory is here to do just that. We are a global influencer marketing agency helping brands ignite their growth, from influencer identification to campaign strategy, handling legalities and agreements to managing shipping and logistics. We have it all covered. We work with hundreds of brands across different verticals, from Fortune 500 companies to DTC brands. And we don't just stop there. With detailed ROI analysis, we help brands like yours measure success, transforming impressions into actionable conversions. You can find us at theinfluencermarketingfactory.com or just search the Influencer Marketing Factory on Google.
And because, you know, you said that it can help a lot in terms of conversion, time spent on the website, for people listening that might be either new to the concept of UGC, how would you describe them? And also, which are the best content in your opinion? I know that it depends by the industry, it depends by different things. But if you had to give a sort of definition and something that you would like to see in a UGC, what would that be?
That's a great question. So UGC is user-generated content, obviously, in the forms of images, videos, and text, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it can come in many forms or sources, rather. So everyday shoppers. So like me, I am not a creator or an influencer, but if I really love a certain product, I might post about that. It may not be mm-hmm. the highest quality,
yes,
but I'm going to post about it. There is also UGC that you would get from content creators and influencers as well. And so I think what it comes down to is there's different sources, but it's what is the end result you're looking for as a company. Mm-hmm. So if it's, I need to acquire a lot of content at scale, I might be willing to sacrifice the quality a little bit for that. If you're on the completely opposite end of that and you might be a luxury brand, you're going to sacrifice the volume and then have, you know, mm-hmm. a less amount of content, but at a much higher quality as well.
Also, because, you know, when you say about the quality, we learned, right, that many times people trust more raw content that is made by someone that is very relatable. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it's like real. It's when we say authentic, right, because right. it's a kind of like a buzzword, right? It doesn't mean that sometimes it's really authentic, but when it's a user that is not necessarily paid, then it's very authentic, right? And it can give us a lot of value,
right?
Right. So that's
it is, and I think like the word quality is also so subjective. Quality means so many different things to every single human being, and so that's always a really interesting conversation. And so we have a team that's working to distill that and identify and create best practices for brands who want to help define that.
Actually, you know, when I think about reviews, right, anytime that I go there, it, for many years, it was only text, long text to read through. And then finally, we started getting images made by mm-hmm. real people. So we know that they're not paid. They're like, they give you the ins and outs of something and you can really see if you like it. But now with videos, it's where you can really see how to use a product, how looking like in my apartment, let's say, you know, does it fit well? What type of colors? Like, can you turn it and see how it looks like in different position and everything? So I think that is like huge if you think about it, right? Like it gives so huge. Much more.
Always. I always never fails when I'm purchasing clothes. Mm-hmm. It's always going to look perfect on the model. Always. I always scroll down to say, what does this really look like on real people? Mm-hmm. I always do it. And I scroll down to see like, is it really that high quality looking as it does in this image? A lot of times it's not. And so I won't buy it. Or maybe, you know, the majority of the reviews and images and videos, which I'm loving the review videos today, can convince me otherwise. So I think that they're critical for impacting the shopping.
So yeah, like tell me a bit more also, like, you know, how your company is also helping, right? Connecting all these different points together. Let's talk about the shopping journey, right? So we like already said about reviews, but also what about shopping recommendation? What about inspiration? Can you tell me a bit more, like all that is way more important these days to upsell, cross-sell online buyer?
Our network is massive. We're working with over 13,000 brands and retailers. We have over billions of shoppers in our network, creating millions of pieces of content every single month. And so we work with brands and retailers from a content acquisition standpoint, meaning if you're launching a product or you are, you might have a product that doesn't have enough UGC for it, whether that's ratings and reviews or social content, we can tap into different communities to help you get that content, whether that's via sampling or utilizing Affable, for example, to tap creators on your behalf. So we can help you create the content, sampling paid, whatever that looks like. We can also help you collect the content. So when you think about brands that might have a really strong social strategy, they probably have an insane amount of social content in the social ecosystem. They just need a tool to actually pull all that content in and like curate it, go in and moderate it, product tag it, deploy it across the board. And then most importantly is, I think, the insights for all of this. You want to be able to like actually measure the entire impact of a piece of content all the way through the funnel. And so like with Bizarre Voice, we can help do that for them. I think that's where we are different though, is that it's very full funnel for us in terms of like, you might have one piece of content that you, maybe you paid a creator to create for you. We can actually measure that piece of content from engagement at top of funnel all the way down to how many sales did that one piece of content drive for you on your website.
Nice. Very important these days, especially for the tracking, right? It's still a lot of the times when we talk about, you know, the ROI behind that, I still see that unfortunately some brands, they don't even track things, or like they don't have like the setup, the proper setup, and then they complain about like, oh, this is not working. I'm like, yes, but are you actually tracking things, right? Like if you don't do that, it's very difficult to see, especially when these days you can go granular to the specific content, right? That this content from this person brought me these conversions, right? And then you can see this working well. Exactly. And then you can repeat, right?
You can repeat, but you have to be able, I think too, when you think about still today, weirdly, with social media and influencer marketing, people are still having to advocate to their leadership to invest and to give them budget, right? But you can't just rely solely on vanity metrics anymore, especially with today's economy. You have to, everything has to go back to the ROI. And we help all of these different types of roles at companies really understand what their strategy is driving for their business. So it's cool if we can say, hey, social media manager, you're doing a killer strategy on social. Did you know that you can actually prove to your CMO the impact that you have on the bottom line of their business? We can help you do that, which is pretty cool. And people are going to really need to start doing that.
And what are some of the best practices there, or any other tips that you would like to add for brands listening today and be like, I want to master the game of my social commerce, you know, like online through social media, through creators, through UGC. Anything else that we didn't touch base on that you're like very excited to share?
I think in terms of like, if you want to measure from a strategy standpoint, it's alignment within your organization is probably the most important thing, and where I see a lot of strategies fall through. So oftentimes you'll see the e-commerce team doesn't even know who the social media team is or the influencer marketing team, like that exists. So I think one of the most important things is you kind of got to reach across the aisle, if you will, and strategize together and stack hands. That's going to help you have the most successful strategy when you're looking to really drive the full funnel, like social to site and then connecting the revenue and all the dots.
No, yeah, I do agree. Like, it's that easy to get into silos in each company. Like, you know, it's easier to say than to do, right? To be like, let's communicate, because everyone is get busy and then everyone look at all their like performance and KPIs, right? And usually they are separated and having them talk. But I do agree 100%. If you are able to talk with the social media and then the e-commerce and then the optimization for the website and the people from the SEO and the people like, you know, the influencer marketing side all together. Right? So many players.
All of those things. Exactly. There are, but there are a lot of companies who are bringing those together. We help to do that too. We help to advocate for somebody and say like, hey, you're interested in buying this part of the software. Like, have you thought about bringing in this person? Because this is how it's going to benefit them. And we can help you tell that story. And so that really helps them internally as well.
Amazing. Anything else that I didn't ask you today that you want to share with us?
I don't think so. I think for us, what I'm really excited about going forward is where we're really leaning into from a social and creator standpoint. We're leaning in very heavily into that space. Video, we're investing in also very heavily. I'm excited about that. Creators and having Affable as a part of our tech stack and our platform and our offering is really exciting for us right now.
Best of luck to integrate everything, you know, sending good vibes from here. And Liz, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing all your knowledge with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
This was The Influence Factor by The Influencer Marketing Factory, and I'll see you next week.